Carrie, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me, Catherine.
What makes boat plastic recyclable? And you have to do it in a special way, I understand.
Exactly. So you wouldn't want to cut your boat shrink wrap, roll it all up, and then throw it into your landfill or take it to a waste energy facility because it is recyclable. So what you want to do is you want to take the shrink wrap off of your boat starting at the belly of the boat, and you want to make sure that you get all the ropes and strings out of it, which you can typically do if you're just going around the base of it. And then once you have it, just lay it out and fold it up about 4 to 5 feet wide. And you're just going to kind of roll it up. And that's what it's going to look like a giant plastic 15-pound burrito. And then you would actually just tie it together with another piece of plastic. With the boat shrink wrap recycling program, the vendor that we're taking the plastic to only wants the white shrink wrap and not the blue or the clear.
Is there a reason why for that?
It's all about market value and commodity. And so because the white boat shrink wrap has a higher value, they don't want to mix it up with the lower values because lower values, whether or not it's recycling, will contaminate or reduce the cost of that commodity. And because the sorting facilities, their mission is to recycle and to earn money and get those materials to market and get it turned into other products or even turned back into itself, which is sort of like a closed circuit recycling. Or you can have a plastic boat shrink wrap film being turned into that all-weather decking material.
And where can Cape residents do this? There's several spots around the Cape, and it doesn't matter if you're a resident of that town, right? If it's close by to you and you've got a big plastic burrito, you can drop it off.
That is correct. So we want the boats to originate from Cape Cod. So it's hard to say that it would be a Cape resident because a lot of our boat owners aren't actually residents here or they're residents by season. Collections are in Bourne, Dennis, and Eastham. It's once a week at each town, and it's, there's a window of time that you can go.
Is there a cost for boat owners?
This is really made possible by, Woods Hole Sea Grant. They're the ones that are allowing this to be a free service to, again, the boats that resonate here on the Cape. But yes, it is free. Sea Grant is paying for the fee for the trailer and the transportation and processing.
Do you have an idea, since the program started, how much has actually been recycled? Or do you have a tally on what's been recycled so far this season?
I was told that when you put it into the container and they're nicely wrapped, it's about 150 boats. But if you have a little bit smaller vessels that people do boat shrink wrap, you can go anywhere from 150 to 200 boats. It's, a drop in the bucket, but it's a right step in the right direction to get all of that tonnage out of our landfills. And, again, the waste energy facilities don't like seeing it either because it goes through their shredders to get into the boilers and then it can just, cause a mess there as well.
Right. It's yards and yards of plastic we're talking about. Even for a smaller boat, that's a lot of plastic to keep it weathertight for the winter.
It really is. And boat shrink wrap, if you cut it correctly, can actually be reshrunk to rewrap your boat if you do it right up to about 3 years before it loses that efficiency.
There's interest or has been interest off Cape for this program. Is that because it's one of the only of its kind, or is this something that's gaining popularity in other coastal communities?
I wouldn't even say that it's popular. It's expensive. And, you need money to run a service. Services are not free, and we tend to lose that sighting when we have all of this, quote, free stuff around us. And so this wouldn't be possible if Sea Grant, hadn't decided that they would pay for those fees. So as long as there's a funding source and a willingness for collection, then it's a pretty easy program to replicate. It's just very expensive.
Carrie Parcell, thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
Oh, very much. And thank you so much for having me and talking about this topic.